And we want to go ahead and remind everyone about this morning's devotion. We will be hearing from Sister Kendra Thaler. We greatly, greatly appreciate everything Sister Kendra does. She helps us out in our office. She helps us with our music, helps us, and she's a great role model for our girls and our young ladies as well. We know she's juggling two very active boys, so I hope she's going to be all right this morning. Sister Kendra, we're going to go ahead and transfer it over to you now.
Okay, thank you, Brother Vic. I am so honored this morning to be able to talk to all of you, and I want to give honor to Pastor and Sister Clark, who are, words can't describe the great blessing that they are to me and my family, and not just as our spiritual leaders, but personally, they have been such a blessing, and so I am just extremely grateful for them. And I'm thankful for all of you, our church family. We have been through quite a year already, and we're just about halfway through. But I'm just thankful every time that we are able to gather together. This morning, I want to talk about my testimony. And I'm going to kind of give an abridged version because it's very lengthy if you were to go into all the details. But I'm just going to get through what I can this morning. I want to read a scripture from Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, which says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." And that is really my testimony in a scripture of how God led me to truth. So I was raised in church, in a Baptist church. My dad was an assistant pastor when we were little and then went on to pastor when we got a little bit older. And even though there were a lot of issues, in the type of church that we went to as far as sincerity and living for God and things of that nature, I remember as a kid just always having such a strong desire for God and to feel God and to know Him. I would bring my Bible with me to school and read it on the bench at recess. I tried to invite my friends to church. I just really, really loved God and wanted to be pleasing to Him at a young age. When my dad started pastoring, it was in Los Banos, California, which if you don't know it, you wouldn't know. It's a tiny little spot of a town in the Central Valley. And so when my dad started pastoring, that kind of started us on a new journey of life. And several years later, Sister Misha and her family started attending our church, and Misha and I quickly became best friends. And it's kind of funny, I kind of forced her to be my friend, I think, at first. she thought that was a little weird, which I was a weird kid. But anyways, Misha and I became very good friends. And after spending some time with her parents, I found out that they had come from an apostolic church, and I had really never heard much about that. But when I was 15 years old, my older sister went to college at Azusa Pacific, and she met a girl who began to witness to her about the truth of God's word, about baptism in Jesus' name, about the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And so my sister started going to her church in L.A. and received the Holy Ghost. And when she did, it was such a life-changing experience for her that she came home and told my brother and I. She took us out to lunch after school, and she just said, "I have to tell you guys about this." And she told us about speaking in tongues. And even though it sounded kind of bizarre, there was something to what she was saying that just got my attention. And I began to see the Lord working on her and changing things in her life. And that got my attention, too. I thought, whoa, this must be real. What's going on? Well, as time trucked on, my dad really didn't have a good feeling about the apostolic church. He just didn't really have the understanding. And there was a lot of things out on the internet at that time about it being a cult and things like that. And so in just his not understanding, he basically told my sister that if she continued to go to this church that he was going to disown her, and she continued going. And so she was disowned by my parents for a period of time. And so that really got my attention because I thought, whoa, if she's willing to give up everything for this church, there must be something to it. And so Probably about a year after that, I was able to go visit my sister for spring break. And I went to her church. I was 16. And it was the first time I'd ever been in a service where there was a move of God and people began speaking in tongues and worshiping God. And I'm getting emotional just remembering it. I remember just looking around and thinking, this is very different, but I can feel God more than I've ever felt God before. And so I had a lot of questions, and I, you know, was asking my sister, what about this? You know, there was no interpreter. You know, there's just all these questions of things that we had been raised to, we had been taught in the church that we went to. And so my sister just gave me a list of scriptures, and she said, I'm not going to tell you what to believe. You have to get it for yourself. And so I did. I took that to heart. I went home, and I studied out every scripture she gave me, and I was blown away that all of that had been right there in the Word of God, and I had never seen it. And I thought, okay, this is, it's there, it's right, but I didn't know if it was for me. And so a few months later in May, I went back, May 22nd, I went to service with her. And the whole service from the beginning to end, I just was crying, and I couldn't, I mean, I cried through offering, I cried through the announcements, I felt God so strong. And I didn't know what was going on because it wasn't, you know, I didn't cry in church. I didn't really worship openly. I didn't, wasn't there yet. And so the altar call came, and my sister came over to me, and she asked me if I wanted to go up and pray. And I'm sure I looked right for the picking because I was just sobbing. And I said, no, I don't want to go. And she said, okay. And so she walked away. And then my sister's now husband, his sister came over, and she sat by me, and she just held my hand, and she said, Kendra, you don't have to be afraid. And I said, I'm not scared, and I told her, and then I started thinking, and I thought, you know what, I am, because I had done all of that searching of the scriptures, and I knew it was right, but I questioned it if it was for me, and I thought, if I go up there, and I don't get the Holy Ghost, I'm going to be pretty discouraged. And so I just said a simple prayer, and I said, God, if this is real, I want you to show me. I'm going to go up there, and if I don't get the Holy Ghost, I'm going to walk away and just say, hey, this is good for some, but not for me. And so I said, okay, Shayna, I'll go pray. And as I began to walk up to the altar, the closer I got to the altar, the anointing and God's presence was so strong. And by the time I made it to the front, I fell, and I didn't remember anything, just kind of just a, almost like a blackout moment. And when I opened my eyes, I thought, who is speaking in tongues so loud? And it was me, and God had filled me with the Holy Ghost. And I couldn't stop. I spoke in tongues for about an hour. I just couldn't stop. I just wanted more and more. And my sister sat next to me, and she said, Kendra, don't ever let anyone tell you this isn't real. This is real. And so that was May 22nd, 2015, that I received the Holy Ghost. No, not 15, 2005. So I went back home, and I was just so excited. I would go in my room, and I would turn on worship music, and I would just pray and speak in tongues just to feel God's presence all over again. And I really wanted to go to an apostolic church, so I started looking around. And for some reason, there were these girls that went to school with me that wore skirts all the time. And I didn't know anything about Pentecost, but I just knew, like, I needed to go to church with them. So I went over to one of them, and I said, hey, can I go to church with you? And she's like, sure. Well, it's kind of funny because they wore skirts, but they weren't really doing too good in church. But, you know, here I was, this girl seeking God who's begging, you know, take me to church with you. So I went to church with them, and that was Pastor Randy Key's Church Revival Center in Modesto, California. And it was a Wednesday night service, the first service I went to, and I walked in. And I stopped at the door, and I remember just looking, and the people were the most beautiful people I had ever seen. The church was bright. I mean, I stopped in the doorway, and the girl I had gone with looked at me, and she's like, okay, you can come inside. I'm like, these people are so beautiful. Like, I was just so taken back, and I really believe God was just showing me that it was right. And so I started going there, and I would go to the youth services, and about 2 months in, I was at a Wednesday night service, and Brother Keith had gotten up, and he started preaching, and he said, how many people here have the Holy Ghost? And you know, I got to raise my hands and everybody, you know, raising their hands and people running the aisles, and they said, and how many of you have been baptized in Jesus' name? And I thought, well, hold on, I'm missing a part here. I need to be baptized. And so I looked over to my friend, I said, can I get baptized tonight? And so I did. I got baptized in the name of Jesus. Brother Tim Torres, which is Brother Michael Torres, his son, was a youth pastor at the time. He baptized me that night in Jesus' name. And I probably worshiped in the water for about 20 minutes. It was the best, best feeling to have my sins washed away. And so time went on, and I there's so much, I can't get into all of it. But God did, in time, lead us to Truth Church. And there's really just so many parts of this testimony. But I just wanted to use this to encourage anyone, if you have family members that are seeking God, if you have friends, don't limit what God can do when we pray for them, because I know that there was somebody praying for me and they may not have even known me by name, but I believe that God laid me on someone's heart, and because of it, I'm in the church today, and I'm just so thankful. So that is all I have for you this morning, church. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Kendra, for that powerful testimony. And even as you were testifying, I think we got a message here. Let me go ahead and do something here. I'm going to go ahead and open up a line. Bear with us for just a moment. I just got this here. Hold on one second. We're working on it. We're working on it. Sister Clark, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Go right ahead, Sister Clark.
Good morning, church, and good morning, Kendra. That was so powerful. And when you talked about going to the altar and just the overwhelming spirit of God that you felt, and the speaking in tongues, and the powerful experience of the Holy Ghost, I just was so touched. And that is what has carried you. I'm sure that you go back and you go to that powerful experience. And I don't know if Teresa is listening, Sister Teresa, but she got such a powerful experience just 2 or 3 weeks ago on a Sunday afternoon, just before she got baptized, and it was just so powerful, and it's so real. It cannot be denied. And Kendra, I appreciated your testimony so much, and appreciate your spirit, and God bless you today, and God bless Truth Church. We love you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for that, Sister Clark. And yes, ditto to that, everything Sister Clark just said. I know I've heard different parts of Sister Kendra's testimony in the past, but today she reminded us of certain points. And the one that I didn't remember hearing about in the past was when she was baptized in the name of Jesus. And I didn't realize everything that surrounded that, and how that she actually stayed in the water for about 20 minutes rejoicing. It's real, church. It's real. It's powerful. And there is power in a testimony. So once again, thank you, Sister Kendra, for this great testimony. And church, we want to remind everybody that tonight we're having our couples devotion with Brother Sid and Sister Jessica, who will be sharing some things tonight on our couples devotion at 7:15 p.m. We look forward to having everyone back on this call. With that said, everyone have a great day in Jesus' name. Amen.